This recording, Germany 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Coming It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroth, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in southwest Germany, in the area of Stuttgart. I've lived in the very south of Germany, at the border to Switzerland. I've lived half a year in London, in England. I've lived in Cape Town, South Africa for half a year, and now I've lived in New York City for almost 5 years. I learned English in school, as every student has to in Germany. We started learning English at in the fifth grade. Nowadays, I think they start in second or third grade, but I was never very good in English at school. So I forced myself to do an practical training while I was at college. So I went to London. This was my first stay abroad for longer than a vacation. I was doing my final thesis of my after studying my college degree. Mm-hmm. This was also half year.